Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 612 is Shrida, not Sridhara. Sridhara is a very well-known, very common name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He who holds Sri, this is Shrida, not Dhara. Shrida means, that means who gives. So who gives? He who gives Sri, this is the meaning. Then what is the meaning of Sri? Sri means opulence, wealth, and Sri means Lakshmi Devi, and especially Gauriya Vaishnavas understand Sri to mean Sri Radha. So he is the giver of wealth, opulence, all desirable things, and he's the giver of Lakshmi, the giver of Radha. Now, whatever good things we get, that is the grace of God. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the good Lord made them all. This is a English hymn, lines from an English hymn, which I remember from my childhood. Of course, Krishna gives that which is undesirable also. Often people say, well, he gave us so many nice things, but then when things go wrong in their life, then they lose faith. He gives as we deserve, good things, bad things. So the real good thing that he gives, or the real wealth, is love of himself. And actually, he does that more through his mercy potency, who is Lakshmi Devi, Radha, Shrida, the giver of Sri. There is the Sri Sampradaya, the commentator who I'm most referring to here in this commentary, or first in, is the Parashara Bhatta of the Sri Sampradaya. They give great importance, rightly of course, to Sri Lakshmi. By her mercy, we can go to Krishna. So he gives her and she gives him to us. He gives wealth, yes, a rich man, he shouldn't be proud. I have got so much money. Idam adya maya labdham. I've got so much. It's not ours. If he gives, he gives. We're meant to use it in his service. If we use money, if we have money, it comes to us. We shouldn't be proud. We should know it doesn't really belong to us, and it should be used in his service. He gave it, it's meant for his service. It's something like, he's the Lord and we're his servants, he's the master. So it's just like a master, if he gives some money to a servant, then you take it and you invest it, or you do some business, and still the master is the master, so the servant has to give the profit to the master. Generally, it's thought that Lakshmi is the giver of wealth. We see the forms of Lakshmi. Among them is Dhana Lakshmi. She's showering gold coins. Maybe nowadays it'll be bitcoins. the modern form of digital. How is Lakshmi going to shower digital wealth? They'll have to imagine some kind of new kind of Lakshmi. She gives, but what she really wants to give us is Krishna. When we see that Lakshmi is always to be worshipped with Narayana, and Narayana is not to be worshipped without Lakshmi, then our worship of Narayana is perfect. Otherwise, if we worship Lakshmi alone, forgetting Narayana, then we become like a thief, like Ravana, who wanted to steal Sita and enjoy her separately. If we think that Lakshmi is meant for giving me enjoyment, then we try to usurp the position of Narayana. And if we worship Narayana also without reference to Lakshmi, Just like this Satyanarayan Puja. Well, that's in Shastra, but it's meant for very materialistic people who want material gains. And if somehow they don't get what they want from worshipping him, then they'll say he's a Mithyanarayana. They're not really concerned with him or devotion to him. They're concerned with what they can get from him. So this is not bhakti. This is not devotion. Devotion means we see Lakshmi and Narayan together, and we worship them together. And of course, Sitaram, Radha Krishna, the same personality manifested in different forms. Krishna gives Radha, or Narayan gives Lakshmi. How is that? A man gives his wife? We don't see that. Well, we have to remember that Krishna is our eternal master. We're just like children in relationship to him. Aham bija prada pita. He says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm the seed-giving father of all living beings. Pita hamasya jagataha. I'm the father of all living beings. So when we say that he gives Lakshmi, Narayan gives Lakshmi, it's not that he gives her, not that we take her in the way that Ravana wanted to enjoy Sita, but it's just like a father, the wife is meant for serving him. Of course, if you say this in the modern days, we'll be thrown in prison probably for sexism. But that is the order of the universe starting from the top. The top is Lakshmi Narayana. So just like the father, the wife is meant for serving him, but a major part of her service to him is looking after the children. And a good husband and a good father, he's more interested that the wife look after the children than be with him all the time. Of course, the two things are inseparable because it's a family, the children and the parents, it's all one unit. So by looking after the father and looking after the children, she cooks for all of them. Anada, she is the giver of. Lakshmi Devi is the giver of food. So every wife in the home, Griha Lakshmi, she's a representative of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Just as Lakshmi serves Narayana, the wife looks after the husband, and the husband gives Lakshmi, or wants that she also looks after the children. We're all the children of Krishna. So he gives her. Of course, when Krishna gives, it doesn't mean he's the loser. He goes on giving. He doesn't lose anything. We can somewhat compare to the sun, which gives out immense heat and light at every moment, but doesn't become diminished. So in the same way, Krishna gives himself tremendously everywhere, all over the universe, but he doesn't become diminished. So he gives Lakshmi, but she's always with him. He's Sridhara, means he holds her tight to him. At the same time, he's Shrida, he gives her. So this is possible for the Supreme Lord, that he keeps her completely with him. At the same time, he gives her. He gives her so that she can give him. When he gives her, well, she wants to give him to us. She is the giver of wealth. She is the Dhanalakshmi, giver of wealth. What is the wealth that she wants to give? She knows that the only real wealth is Krishna and service to him. So he gives her to us, and she gives Krishna to us. And that's one of the reasons why in Gaurya Vaishnav Siddhanta, understanding that Radha is understood to be acting through the spiritual master. The spiritual master's guru, said to be a representative of Krishna, yes, but he gives Krishna's mercy, which is especially manifested as the personality of Sri Radha. She is the soft-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, as the Supreme Father, sometimes finds it necessary to punish the children for their betterment. But the mother is always very soft and kind. Of course, sometimes we find that the mother is strict and the father is flexible. But the usual order is that the father, his affection is authoritative. The mother is always very accommodating. So both things are needed in raising children. We are advised to take shelter of the compassionate nature of Krishna, Sri Radha, so that she will give us to Krishna. Because if Krishna, if he's approached by Radha and she recommends someone, then Krishna cannot refuse, because Radha serves him so nicely that he cannot refuse her request. So he is Shrida, he gives Shri, and she is Shrida, she gives Shri also, because that Krishna, a name for Krishna is also Shri. Shri is a name for Krishna, Shri is a name for Radha. So in this way, she gives him. And we can know Shrida means he also gives himself. This is a characteristic of the Supreme Lord. He gives himself to his devotees. Those who give themselves to him with love, he gives himself, means he gives his love, he becomes the servant of his devotees. Ishvara shabhav bhakti na loy aparad, alpo sheva bahumane ata prajanto prasad. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it stated that it is a characteristic of the Supreme Lord that he doesn't notice offenses by his devotees, but he's so kind that if a devotee does even a little service, he will reciprocate with the devotee to the extent of giving himself to the devotee, which is also why in the foreword to Sri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami's treatise on pure devotional service, he gives as one of the qualities of pure devotional service, specifically prema bhakti, the most intimate love of God, that it is sudurlabha, very difficult to attain, because by giving to a devotee pure love of himself, Krishna gives himself, he becomes obliged to the devotee. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself giving himself. So we can very easily avail of the nectar of pure devotion that Krishna is giving himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna giving himself through the process of bhakti. He is Krishna giving Radha. Knowledge of Radha was unknown in this world. Only Krishna could give that. Radhar Mahima Prima Rasa Shima Jagati Janatoke. Who else? The Vaishnava poet Basu Ghosh says, who else could have taught us of the glories of Srimati Radharani? That is only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, also, he is Shrida. So Radha is the internal energy of Krishna. She is the Shaktiman. Sorry, she is the Shakti. He is the Shaktiman. She is the energy. He is the energetic. They are inseparable. Just as the electric powerhouse and electricity, inseparable. The sun and the sunshine and the heat of the sun, inseparable. But still, even though they're one, there is some understanding of division of function. So does Krishna give Radha, or does Krishna make Radha great, or does Radha make Krishna great? Sri Parashara Bhatta, in his commentary, says that Bhagavan is the giver of glory to Lakshmi in the form of his supreme love, which is eternal, fresh, and spontaneous. So by giving the wealth of himself to Lakshmi, the love of himself, he is known as Shrida. Now, one important point to note here is that in our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we emphasize how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this, I just quoted that, prema rasa sima, the ultimate limit beyond the unlimited of pure love of God, and especially the madhurya rasa, the loving devotional sentiments that is reflected in this world as that between male and female, that is there in Radha and Krishna. But we shouldn't think that this kind of sentiment, because in the Vaikuntha world of Lakshmi Narayana, where a mood of opulence, awe and reverence is prevalent, we shouldn't think that there's no intimate loving feeling between Lakshmi and Narayana. There very definitely is. There's loving exchanges of husband and wife. So there is much literature which in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya which attests to this. For instance, prayers of Andal, Anamacharya in Telugu language has written about the intimate feelings of Lakshmi for Narayana and Narayana for Lakshmi. But of course, that is very much emphasized in the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He is the one who gives her the quality of Sri, we could say, just as the sun gives the quality of light to the sunlight. But at the same time, the sunlight is always bright. She is the one, Parashara Bhatta says, she is the one who gives him the purnatvam, the completeness. Without her, he who is purnamadaha purnam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate, he who is complete in all respects feels himself incomplete without her. So, who is the greatest? Radha or Krishna is a great discussion. Radha Purna Shakti. Krishna Purna Shaktiman. Dui Vastu Bhednai Shastra Paraman. Rigamada Tar Ganda Jaiche Abiched. Agna jalate joiche kabunahi bed. Radha Krishna aiche shada aikai swarup dilarash ashadite dhare ek rup. This is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's explanation or exposition on the Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti hladini shakti rasmad ekat manav api bhuvi pura deha bedam gatau tau. Chaitanya kyam prakatam yad adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhava dhuti suvalitam. Know me Krishna Swarupa. On this verse, which says that the glories of the love between Radha and Krishna, Radha, Krishna, pranaya, or the loving exchanges, are manifestations of his bliss potency. It's all bliss. They are one personality, but they are eternally manifested as two for the purpose of tasting blissful, loving exchanges. And now they have again joined in the form who is known as Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. combined. Krishna with the bodily effulgence and loving sentiments of Sri Radha. So Radha Purna Shakti, she is the complete energy of Krishna, and he is the completely energetic or possessor of energy. There's no difference between them. This is the pramana, this is the conclusion of Shastra, of scripture. Just like the smell of musk and musk itself. Musk is very strongly scented. The example we can give, which every housewife in India knows, is that of hing. You could also say camphor, just even hing. Usually nowadays you buy it in a small plastic dhaba container. So you, when the hing is finished, it's all gone, you wash it out, but the smell remains. Same with camphor. The smell is so strong that even if it's completely gone, it remains. So it's a very powerful smell. So it's just like the musk is also like that. That is taken from the musk deer. It's a very powerful smell. So the when we speak of hing, we what do you think of? The first thing you think of is the taste, the smell. Most things, when you talk about it, you think of the, in the mind's eye, the physical object, the form comes. But with hing, you first of all think about the taste and the smell. So just like the smell of musk and musk itself are inseparable. So that example is given of Radha and Krishna. And the example of fire and the light and heat of the fire. They're inseparable. There's no such thing as fire without light and heat. So in the same way, Radha and Krishna are eternally one, but they've taken two forms for the sake of enjoying or tasting the loving exchanges in pastimes. So he is the giver of wealth, and those who are intelligent, they will pray to him, give me the wealth of love of Krishna. Prem dhan, give us the wealth of love. Give us the wealth of your own love. So the next name, continuing, Sridhar Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives a very literal meaning, you could say, that Krishna, he gives gifts to his friends and relatives, very opulent gifts, just like in Dwaraka, when there is some festival or celebration, then Krishna gives gifts. So this is very opulent gifts. So this is a very literal meaning, you can say. So the next name, 613, Shrisha. Shri plus Isha. Isha means the Lord, the controller, the master. So he is the Lord of Shri, continuing these names that have Shri at the beginning of them. And Parashara Bhatta has interpreted these names specifically in the intimate relationship between the Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayana, and his beloved Pirati in the Tamil language. His beloved wife, consort, Sri Lakshmi, and Sitaram. Who is... all the names, they signify the inseparability, the absolutely mutual compatibility. If we... see an astrological chart. That's very important before marriage. The astrological chart is made to see how much is there compatibility between the proposed husband and the proposed wife. And there has to be some minimal level, otherwise don't get married. But there's never 100% compatibility. That's not possible in this world. But if we see that of Krishna and his wives. There's 100% compatibility. Because reason for that is that in this world, the identities that we have, they're not our real identities. We are covered by the modes of material nature. Chibhir gunamaya bhavar edamana madapuma. Ebi sarvedam jagat. We're covered by the mohitang nabhijana tima mebya paramavyayam. We don't know Krishna. In this material world, we're covered by the illusory energy of Krishna. We don't know, we've forgotten Krishna. Some people remember him to some extent. We've accepted a false identity in the three modes of material nature. So even though one person may be compatible with another, there can never be full compatibility because we're not even compatible with our real selves. We're covered by a false identity. But when we become free from the modes of material nature, then we become fully compatible with Narayana, which is what we're supposed to be. That's our real position. Therefore, Lakshmi is fully compatible with Narayana. Radha is fully compatible. Even though in their pastime, sometimes there's fighting, sometimes there's calling bad names, but it's all pranaya. Pranaya vikriti, exchanges or changes of love, pure love. The squabbling between Radha and Krishna, that is an exchange of pleasure, of that's between lovers. So they're completely compatible, they're completely inseparable, made for each other. But no one made them, they made everyone else. So the next name, Shrisha. The controller of Sri. Of course, this is a highly disputable point. Who controls who? Well, he controls her. Well, she controls him. From the outside, he controls. From the inside, she controls. This argument will go on forever. Who controls who? It's another part of the loving exchange that he tries to show himself greater than her. She tries to show herself better than him. But they both love each other. It's important to understand what if we have some wealth. Everyone has something. Especially those who are very wealthy. They should understand that he is the controller of Sri. One of her names is Chanchala. She doesn't stay anywhere very long. That money is not going to be with you very long. Don't think it's part of, it's me, it's mine. My identity is that I am a rich man. Remember, it's all for Krishna. Should all be used in his service, not for our own personal enjoyment. Trying to enjoy wealth is the policy of Ravana, who wanted to take it away from Rama. Everything is meant for his pleasure. She's always with him. She's always controlled by him. You believe that? Hope you do. Well, all right, let's not get into a big argument. It'll go on. Well, who knows? Who's the controller? Okay, we'll go to the spiritual world and argue forever on this point. And that's what makes the pastime so sweet, is that Radha accepts herself as a servant, but she knows for his pleasure. He likes to be needled by her also, as we find in the pastimes of Krishna and Rukmini. He tried to needle her to make her angry, but he couldn't make her angry at him. He wanted her to be angry at him. I was just going through, Srila Prabhupada described in a conversation, that one man, he kept a prostitute, a married man, but he kept a prostitute as his mistress. And the wife said, well, what does she have that I don't have? And he said, well, she dances, she sings. So the wife learned that, all the things that the prostitute did. And he said, still not satisfied. And then he said to her, well, she insults me up to the point of insulting my father and mother. And she said, well, I can't do that. The wife cannot insult the father and mother of their husband. So he enjoyed that. The point of, he's a rascal, not a gentleman. Keeping a prostitute is a rascal. But he found some pleasure in that. So Krishna, he finds some pleasure in being sometimes insulted by Radha. Of course, she never, no question of her insulting the father and mother. She's also very dear to Nanda and very dear to Yashoda. One of the names of Radha in the Radhika, Radha Sahasranam is Yashoda Nandan Priya. She's very dear to Krishna, specifically Krishna, known as the darling of Yashoda. Yashoda very intimately loves Radha, and Radha very intimately loves Yashoda. One of the qualities of Krishna in relationship. Oh, actually, this is from Parashara Bhatta's explanation of the previous name. Just listen to this and how he describes how it's Lakshmi to Narayana, how it sounds just like the descriptions we have in our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya of Radha and Krishna. Nitya Nutana Nir Vyaja Pranaya Rasa Shriyam Tasyai Dadati Iti Shridaha. The word with Nitya Nutana, always fresh, always new. Nir Vyaja Pranaya Rasa Shriyam. Ever heard anything like that before? Anapita Chiring Chirat Karunya Vartirna Kalao Samapiatam Unutorjvala Rasang Shrabhakti Sriya. Very similar. Getting the idea there, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to perfection. Of course, there's nothing imperfect. Imperfect in the love between Lakshmi and Narayana would be very offensive to say so. Language is sometimes not sufficient to explain everything that we have to. Now, the name Shrisha, this can mean he who is the lord of Shri, and also who has Shri as his ruler. So both ways it works. So if you want to say Krishna is the ruler of Radha or Narayana is the ruler of Lakshmi, right, correct. If you want to put it the other way, Lakshmi rules Narayana, Radha rules Krishna, yeah, it's okay. Both fit this name if grammatically understood. Now, one of the Sri Vaishnava commentators says that he explains how she is his ruler inasmuch as he does not act without consent and approval from her. In other words, he takes her permission from her before he does anything. But this concept is taken to the ultimate limit by Sri Jayadev Goswami in his Gita Govinda, which he himself was, actually he didn't give it. He's in his vision, he was writing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And in his vision, he saw Krishna begging Radha for the Shri, for the wealth of her lotus feet. But he thought, this is too much. I can't write this. But then Krishna came in his form, in the form of Jayadeva, and wrote this for him. So Krishna wanted this announced to the world that Krishna had been behaving very badly with Radha and had jilted her, and then she was very angry with him and she wouldn't allow him to come near her. Then Krishna had to pray to her, Smaragarala Khandanam, Mama Shirasi Mandanam, Dehi Pada Pallavam Udaram. Krishna says to Radha, you break down the poison of love. Smaragarala Khandanam, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. You make an ornament on my head. Dehi Padda Pallava Plavalam. Dehi Padda Pallavam Udaram. You be very kind to me and put your feet, your lotus petal like feet, on my head. So this is unimaginable. Even Jayadev saw it. The great Vaishnav poet Jayadev saw it in his vision. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't accept it. But Krishna himself wanted it announced to the world. And therefore he came. Though Jayadev left his house, and I'm going to go and take bath in the Ganga, he wouldn't write it. But Krishna himself came in the form of Jayadev and wrote this. So He who is very happy, he is full in all happiness, and who is very happy to accept her as his controller to the ultimate extent that he begs her in love to place her feet on his head. It's very intimate topics. And of course, it can be taken to mean he's the Lord of, the master of all wealth that's been discussed somewhat. Hare Krishna. How long did anyone see? Baladev Vidyabhushan takes his name to mean that he is the controller of all opulence. Nevertheless, being the controller of all opulence, he often withholds it from his devotees. If he sees that their spiritual progress will be impeded by their doing so. So he's the giver of wealth, and he may give it, he may not give it. He may give it to a materialistic person, but not to a devotee. He may give it to a devotee also, but he may withhold it, as Baladev points out in his explanation of this name. Hare Krishna.